I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1946. That was the day the United Packing House Workers of America went on strike. Their initial demand was for a 25-cent an hour raise. They were also joined in the strike by the Amalgamated Meat Cutters Union. The action was part of a massive wave of walkouts after World War II that included steel and auto workers. Frustrated that wartime profits had not benefited working people, unions across multiple industries were on the march. According to historian Roger Horowitz, the United Packing House Workers of America's strike was supported by an overwhelming membership vote of 20 to 1. For 3 months before the strike, the membership prepared. The strike was planned with the strategy of strong local rank and file organizing. Membership was encouraged to participate in mass pickets, as well as in building community support for the action. This grassroots organizing proved a successful tactic. The strike cut meat production across the country by 50%. The Brooklyn Daily Eagle headline declared, "Rush on meat as strike cuts supply." The newspaper described how 300 women had stormed one marketplace to purchase meat before it ran out. Alarmed by the consumer shortages, President Harry S. Truman stepped in. On the 10th day of the strike, by the authority of the War Labor Disputes Act, he ordered the workers back to their jobs. President Truman ordered a commission to study their demands. In the end, the commission awarded the workers a 16-cent an hour raise. Although it fell short of the quarter an hour demand, it was the largest increase ever won in the industry. It was also the first successful strike by the meatpacking workers. The workers had shown how local solidarity could demonstrate the power of labor. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at laborhistoryin2.